time Deborah brought a case to trial, she felt she was repaying a part of that debt. One of the doorway shadows shouted something at her, impersonally obscene. A harsh, feminine cackle followed it. Deborah had only been in Urbana for 18 months, but she knew better than to pause or to register that she had heard at all. Her strides, long and purposeful, she stepped off the curb to get into her car. Someone grabbed her from behind.
Oh, baby, ain't you sweet?
The man, 6 inches taller than she and wiry as a spring, stank. But not from liquor. In the split second it took her to read his glassy eyes, she understood that he wasn't pumped high on whiskey, but on chemicals that would make him quick instead of sluggish. Using both hands, she shoved her leather briefcase into his gut. He grunted and his grip loosened. Deborah wrenched away and ran, digging frantically for her keys. Even as her hand closed over the jingling metal in her pocket, he grabbed her, his fingers digging in at the collar of her jacket. She heard the linen rip and turned to fight. Then she saw the switchblade, its business end gleaming once before he pressed it against the soft skin under her chin.
Gotcha,
he said, and giggled. She went dead still, hardly daring to breathe.